Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, India has traditionally been one of the strongest export customers for U.S. pulses, in particular chickpeas and lentils. Yet tariffs and market price supports on those and other pulses have impacted U.S. export opportunities in that lucrative Indian market. USDA's economic researcher Travis Miner noted such impact last spring.
For dry peas and lentils specifically, it's down to almost 10% of what it was a year previously to just India, which is a huge, huge drop off for that market.
And because of this, it has led the United States, together with Canada, to submit a counter notification in the World Trade Organization Committee on Agriculture on India's market price support for five pulses, including chickpeas and lentils. Based on U.S. and Canadian calculations, it appears that India has substantially underreported its market price support for pulses. When calculated, according to WTO Agreement on Agriculture Methodology, India's market price support for each of these pulses far exceeded its WTO allowable levels of trade distorting domestic support. The U.S. expects a robust discussion when the WTO's COA next meets later this month. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.